53% of school children in Northern Ireland continue to be educated separately. A study from the University of Ulster has found that 25 years on from the Good Friday Agreement, which called for religious segregation of schools to be tackled in the interests of building a shared and peaceful future, a British or Irish ethos is still embedded in the subjects taught and the sports played in segregated schools. The study also estimates that integrating the system would save £226 million a year. We've been speaking to the lead author of the report, Dr. Stephen Ralston.
Schools in Northern Ireland are very seriously segregated in terms of community affiliation, as both Protestant and Catholic, broadly speaking. So we're talking about 93% of all schools in Northern Ireland are segregated in that fashion. There are only 7% of schools where people are educated together. And even more than that, there are 30% of schools that have nobody, not one single individual from the other community, that are entirely segregated. The other ones, up to the 93%, there might be a handful of people from across the communities, but very largely drawn from one community. And that does mean that we've got schools which are very different and that have different views on the world, perhaps, and different subjects are taken, perhaps, or studied in different ways. And certainly sports are very different. So there would be Gaelic sports in the maintained sector, which is the Catholic sector, but not in the controlled sector, which is the state sector, Protestant sector, effectively. So very different experiences that are held with these young people. And a lot of studies which say that actually they have very little contact with one another. There are efforts to try and bring them together through something called shared education, where they're brought out of school and they visit another school for a short time. They maybe have joint classes together, but these tend to be short episodes within the life of these young people, and a number of schools do not take part in shared education. So it does mean that schools may be entirely separate and communities kept separate through that schooling. The only exception to that, really, apart from very occasional exceptional schools that happen to be mixed, is through a sector called the integrated sector, where people of both communities are educated together. And a lot of studies have been done to show what the advantages are of that, which seem to be considerable.
Yeah, and I want to come back to that in a moment. But you've also attempted to put a financial cost on segregation because of the, I suppose, duplication of services and infrastructure.
Yes, I know it's very tricky to do that, Brian, in any precise way. And there have to be all sorts of caveats around the figures. But there have been a couple of bodies that have done this before. There was a study back in 2007. Deloitte did a study, and one more recently by the Ulster University Economic Policy Centre in 2016. They both came up with about the same figure. They thought it was around about, they had a range, but in the middle, about £60 million a year being spent to support separate education, over £1 million a week, I suppose. But a lot of us have thought that that didn't take into account, either of those two studies didn't take into account a number of other costs that there are there. So what we've tried to do in this paper is try to find out what those costs are and add those to the 60 million so we can get a more realistic figure of what the division's costing.
And the figure you've come up with is a pretty eye-watering one, 226 million a year.
Yeah, it is eye-watering, absolutely. And the strange thing is, I mean, part of the cost which was taken into account by those other studies is the cost of having a divided system, of having duplication, of having so many different kinds of schools that we can't fill the classroom. So there are a lot of excess places in schools in Northern Ireland because the classrooms are not filled because we've got so many different kinds of schools. That's one expense. But actually, what we looked at was also the cost of trying to overcome the problem of having a divided system of education, because we spend a lot of money on having a divided system of education and the duplication and so on that involves. But then we're spending even more money trying to make good some of the damage from divided education, and that's even more costly than having a divided system in the first place.
As you mentioned, there are a small number of schools operating in the integrated system, and I mean that's something that's been available for, I think, very many decades in Northern Ireland. Why has it not been able to expand and been able to develop?
That's a very good question, and I don't know that we absolutely know the answer to that, but there are very strong forces in education that would wish to retain the structures that there are there at present, and they have been always present in education and make any change to that system very difficult indeed. And understandably, I mean, a lot of communities put great value in the schools that they've had and they've had for generations, and change is difficult for people. So it is difficult to see those changes happening and to bring communities together in that way.